Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. We're rolling, baby. Halfway home here on a Tuesday. And you know Tuesdays, so you don't want to go anywhere else than the morning roast. We just have Brian Baldinger on our 95.7 The Game. NFL insider, Baldy Breakdowns, knows the game better than anyone. And it was a fantastic interview. If you missed any of that, find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we got the man, the myth, the legend, joining us as he does each and every Tuesday at this time at 8 o'clock. Bonte Hill, courtesy of River Islands, joining us in the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And again, we are streaming on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate. Auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Bonte, good morning. Let's just start off, man. When you saw the news yesterday, the King's Tale. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we are quieted down. All right. Nick Bosa. Out for the season, torn ACL in the right knee. When you saw that notification, what was going through your mind?
Sucks for him. Sucks for everybody who has a 97 jersey. Sucks for the Niners. Guy's off to a terrific start. There's no doubt about that. He was going to surpass Charles Haley and Tommy Hart on the all-time sacks leader in 49ers franchise history. And he was becoming a leader for that young defensive line. You saw him over and over at training camp, pulling over Mykael Williams, talking to Alfred Collins, talking to Bryce Huff. And so to see that happen, and there's a lot of injuries, obviously, around the league, but to see that happen in the first quarter on a play where he really didn't have any impact on, it stinks. It stinks for the 49ers. It stinks for Nick Bosa, his third ACL injury over the course of his career, dating back to high school. I was just like, wow, it really happened. And he knew right away. He gave the thumbs down, and Nick Bosa, we know the businessman bros, they know their bodies better than anybody. So, yeah, it stunk, but I didn't think, oh, boy, the season's over. It's like, oh, okay, all right, things are getting a little turbulent now. So, there is going to take a lot of people to replace a Nick Bosa, there's no doubt.
Yeah, no one's saying the season's over, but it's definitely just puts a damper on everything and the optimism and you know, we will talk about the end of the year, at the end of the year, you know, and what their chances are against those top-tier teams. But for the short period, I'm not losing my mind about making a trade right this moment. I think you need to assess what you have the next week or two, meaning the Jaguar game, and then you get the Rams game. And then you can take a deep breath and say, all right, you know, we've got a couple of games. Here's our strengths now without Bosa. Here are our weaknesses now without Bosa. Then you go out and you look from outside. I think you have to look from within over these next couple weeks. And it's just really difficult. Like, this guy's one of the best players in the game. He's one of the few guys that you game plan against on every single play. And you just don't have a lot of those guys on any other roster.
Well, you're not going to make a trade right now because we don't know who's available. Mm. Nobody's trading right this
moment.
Not
week three.
Mm. Even the Cincinnati Bengals, where Trey Hendrickson, you guys are having fun with your
jobs, Carter's,
right?
He's in his bag. I like those glasses you're wearing, by the way.
Yeah,
those
are Ray-Bans,
nice.
Ray-Bans. Well, I like and I got them for me for my birthday.
Are those Google Ray-Bans?
The Ray-Bans with the what?
Are they the Google Ray-Bans?
Yeah, the Google Ray-Bans. Yeah, yeah. With the camera and stuff like that. You could translate languages and stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wait, those are legitimately? You can translate?
Yeah, the Metas.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, those are Metas.
Nice. I like the sweatshirt more. Laver Cup. Shout out Chase Center. Crushing it.
So how many guys, ADD radio over here, man.
In foreign languages are you having? Where you, that was the first thing I didn't even know they did.
Literally the first day I'm wearing them today.
Wow.
Hey, ADD radio. Where you said trades. Nobody's available right now.
No,
we don't know because Cincinnati's 2-1, even though we think they're going to fall on their face. Kayvon Thibodeau and the New York Giants is a situation I'm monitoring.
Oh, that's
Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan, because, you know, they have Abdul Carter. They have Burns, they have Dexter Lawrence, and the Giants are a mess. They're not going anywhere this year. They're going to go to Jackson Dart at some point. They're not going to be able to compete for anything, but it's a reevaluation season for them, and they'll probably clean out everybody. But Kayvon Thibodeau is a guy who I believe they didn't pick up his fifth-year option on his rookie deal. Maybe he's a West Coast kid. He's from L.A.
He did look good the other night.
I mean, maybe that's a play you make at some point this season, because I do think you have to get other bodies here. Where's Mykal Williams at? Can he rush the passer? I still believe he's raw in that department, although he's fantastic against the run. I really like Mykal Williams. So it's a lot. And then what you mentioned, Butch, game planning against Nick Bosa. When an offense comes to town, or they're breaking down film this with the Jaguars right now, they're saying, where's number 97? Because all of a sudden, he's seeing doubles. Well, Bryce Huff gets to go one-on-one, and he's winning those matchups. Now, without Nick Bosa, will he see one-on-ones? Will he get chipped by tight ends? Will he get chipped by running backs? Will he see straight double teams? Same thing with Mykal Williams. Same things with Alfred Collins. Same things with Sam Okwuanu. So I think at some point, if the Niners want to get to where they need to go to, and I think there's a real shot they can get there, they probably will have to make a trade. And the great thing is, when you have a John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, they've shown this over and over and over. They will pick up the phone and call and do what they got to do to make a deal.
Yeah, I think we have to just take a deep breath, and like you said, and kind of let things settle a little. I know we want to make the instant gratification move. And the other thing is that I feel a lot better now than I did a couple years back about their draft, like, their draft identify development program that they have kind of in place. Like, I feel really good about Williams. I feel really good about Collins. I feel really good about Upton Stout and D Winners. So I just want to be very pragmatic in whatever move that is out there, not to surrender too much, because they've shown, like, now Ricky Pearsall, they've shown, like, if they like somebody and they get the right guy, that guy could be an instant impact player making very little money on this team.
No doubt, but if they do have a shot at something, and there's somebody out there, and I'm not saying they're out there right now, but if they're out there a month from now, 5 weeks from now, you owe it to Fred, you owe it to George Kittle, you owe it to Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey, you owe it to Kyle Shanahan to go out there and find reinforcements if you cannot generate a consistent pass rush. So I do think, right now, nobody's probably trading in week four. Well, it's highly doubtful. But a month from now, where are the Giants at? Where are the Saints at? Where are the Dolphins at? Where are the Bengals at? Those are teams that are going to be looking at making phone calls, because you know who else will? The Philadelphia Eagles and Howie Roseman. They will be making a swing and move, right? So the Niners, with what they have coming back offensively, the reinforcements with DeMarcus Robinson, George Kittle, Brock Purdy, and then, of course, defensively, D Winners and Fred Warner playing with their hair on fire, I think you owe it to these veterans, because these windows do not stay open for long. And I think the NFC is as wide open as it's ever been before. The Rams, does anybody fear the Rams? They're a good team.
I want to see more.
They're a good team. The Eagles right now, their passing game is a little stale with the new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers, I'm having reservations about Jordan Love and their wide receiver room, because their wide receiver room can't stay healthy. So a month from now, if the Niners are, say, 4-2, I don't know, 5-3, 5-2, 6-3. I think you owe it to those veterans on this football team to go out there and find what's out there. And you have enough capital to go get it done. You have enough cap space this year to go get it done and then go look for the future where you do have an abundance of picks right now and some nice young talent here that's rising up through the ranks.
It's Bonte Hill in studio with us for the next 2 hours as he is each and every Tuesday. By the way, coming up in this segment, be listening because we are going to give you an opportunity to win a pair of Giants tickets on Saturday, September 27th when they take on the Colorado Rockies again this Saturday. Got to be listening. If you're listening to that Baldy interview, we're going to ask you a question at one point when we hit the sounder. You're going to have to know that question, be the first caller to the contest line, win a pair of tickets there. So they've won these first three games, Bonte, by a combined margin of 10 points. It's been gutsy. It's been gritty. It has not been easy, but they've won them. This next game is going to be fascinating. The Jags, we just had Baldy on. He thinks the Jags should be undefeated right now.
He should be.
But it's very interesting how he described them. He says, Brian Thomas has got the yips, who we just saw, by the way. Marvin Harrison Jr. looked like he had the yips. Oh, my God. I mean, it hit him with the worst place, the hands. He could have been a 50-yard touchdown right there. Drops are right there. He didn't look comfortable or confident. I don't know where Trevor Lawrence is at, but you said it. How they're going to be game planning against the Niners defense now this week is going to be fascinating. Are they going to try to run it down their throat? Are they going to just try to open them up in that secondary and try to go, you know, Upton Stout looked pretty good at times, but are they going to try to attack the middle of the field? I'm very curious with the absence of Nick Bosa how this defense is going to look, but that's why I got trust still. It's because of Robert Saleh. Like, he has just found a way. Now, it's going to be a lot difficult when you don't have your DPOY. Absolutely. But how is he going to have to get creative now going forward without Nick? Are they going to have to do some more creative blitzes with D winners? Is it going to be? I saw Jair Brown last week, obviously. He over pursued.
Big nickel.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
He's playing. You know what? They found a spot for Jair Brown. He can't cover. I think he's limited as a cover safety.
Yeah.
You know, last week you saw about he's a top five safety.
Well, that
I like
was
to
crazy.
Believe. I like to believe, but you know what? They found a spot for him at the big nickel where you take out Luke Gifford as that linebacker. You put Jair Brown there. Little play within 5 to 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. He's playing inside the box. Not a bad spot for Jair Brown.
Yeah.
It's not. So, yes, you have to get creative. You're going to have to get a little more exotic. But you know what? The Niners, I think the good thing is going 3-0 and winning in the fashion that they've won, these are character-building wins.
I would agree.
For down the stretch.
I believe it's a skill to win close games.
It is. No doubt about it. Jacksonville didn't win that close game against Cincinnati. They blew that game. Now, Texans, I think they gave them that game last week. It was an ugly one, but a divisional game, which are always never pretty. By the way, I didn't coin that. I just said it because Steiny one day, we were talking about divisional games, and I said, well, Steiny division games are different. And for some reason, it's resonating with them 5 years later. Anyway.
Matt Stein.
I heard the shots getting taken at me. I heard the shots. Trust me. You know, the bulletproof vessel's on, though. But, look, this is what I'm intrigued with Jaguars.
AI glasses, so the bulletproof vest.
I got bulletproof vest, AI glasses on. I know what's going on around here. I hear the shade and jealousy running around here.
I've been giving you compliments all morning.
Stop, Spadoni. Stop, Spadoni. Yeah, you kissed my ass today. I heard you were saying last Friday.
What did I say last Friday?
Division games are different forever. I didn't coin the phrase. It's just something you idiots around here need to know that divisional games are like rivalry games. Throw the records out the window.
Get mad at Goo. He said you were the one that coined it, so that's why we came down his road.
2 minutes. I know no one wants to hear this, but just 2 minutes on the game that just happened regarding the Cardinals. Mac Wilson is a stud.
Mm.
And James Conner, I have so much like love for him because of the way he plays.
Brutal.
He was throwing guys off him the whole him going down the way he did, yeah. I felt devastated for him. I don't know him. I don't never had him in fantasy.
He beat cancer, yeah. The guy beat cancer, right?
But I'm just saying, as a football fan, I appreciate the way he plays. Whoa. And I felt horrible for him.
Well, he's killed the Niners in the past. Colt McCoy looked like Roger Staubach. James Conner took a screen pass. I said, damn, is that Eric Dickerson? Who the hell is that in the Cardinals uniform? He is nasty, and it's unfortunate what's happening in the NFL. Jerry Rice believes these guys got to start playing preseason football. He made a great point to me when I went up to Cash Creek to talk to him. He was like, they have to start playing in preseason to build up these calluses here. Too many guys are getting hurt. Too many, with all the technology and medicine, modern medicine, and all the great doctors in the world, too many guys are dropping like flies right now. I don't know what it is, but that Mac Wilson guy is, yeah, he's a stud. He's a stud. You know what? The Niners had no business winning that football game.
What about Kyler? Because I think Kyler, at times, can frustrate you with some of the leadership stuff, but, man, he is so talented.
Well, Marvin Harrison Jr. is the disappointment right now.
Right?
Jeez. Dropping that pass where Fred Warner doesn't get back in this drop.
The one in the end zone.
He dropped that. I mean, the Cardinals really blew that game. That 20... over 21 minutes of time possession in the first half, mm-hmm. and yet they go in the halftime down three?
It was 22 plays to six, I think, at one point.
It was 31 to six at one point.
Was it 31? Oh, there you go. There you go.
I feel like I've watched that Cardinals game for years and years, though. Like, I feel like they're always right there in it, and then something happens, and it's a boneheaded play or what have you. Like, that has been the Kyler Murray era. Outside of that one playoff year he had with Cliff Kingsbury, like, that's the Kyler Murray experience. And he tantalizes you.
Dude, he's got an arm, dude.
He had that little tiptoe for the first down on the sideline. But then he just, I don't know. There's something.
He's a great watch. Yeah. I'm going to be real with you. Like, at the stadium, you're like, Jair Brown comes blitzing in. Yep. He just ran around the end. Okuwonu had no chance. Brown had no chance. And then he's tap-toeing. His ability to throw on the run in both directions is, he's remarkable. Now, you can't see in the pocket. That's for damn sure.
No, he can't. They got to use Trey McBride a little bit more. He's a matchup nightmare. Niners did a good job, I guess, blanketing him, just looking back at the film or whatnot. But Kyler Murray's it's something to miss in Arizona. I every time I think they're about to just take that next step, like, watch this Thursday against Seattle. That's a very intriguing game for so many reasons. One, is Sam Darnold really that dude? Are they the team that blew out the Saints last week? They made some throws. The Saints are terrible, but it just feels like that's a loss that the Cardinals will have on Thursday Night Football. Mm. Just when you think they're ready to take that next step, you're like, I don't know about that.
We were talking, I remember last year, I think it was Mina Kimes, ESPN, she said, you know, Kyler Murray should be in the MVP conversation. I was like, they're cooked. I said it on air, I was like, they're done. As soon as you have expectations of the Cardinals, they will fall on their face.
We're talking about MVP after week two or week three. Like, well, can we give it a month?
Well, last year was like 5 or 6 weeks.
The Hall of Fame after a year or two. This guy over here.
He got mad at me because I said Brock Bowers is the best tight end in football last year. He got mad at me for that. He was last year. He was the best tight end in football. That's okay.
I don't think he was, number one. And number two,
you can just say that. 80% of the people
would. Well, he was really good.
He was pretty good last year.
One of the best players in the league. Right. You have to do it year after year after year. We can't. Puka's a Hall of Famer. Guys, he's played 2 years.
Did you just say last year?
Last year, and he gets offended by it. It's okay.
No, well, he got offended when, 2023, there was no secret. Through the first 8 weeks of the season, Brock Purdy was playing better football than Patrick Mahomes, and people was ready to dump on me. I was like, well, just look at it. Mahomes is struggling right now. I'm not saying I would take Mahomes over Brock Purdy. He's just playing better football at the moment. But you guys do. Your generation do put people in the Hall of Fame.
You know,
we're both quick.
You know, we're both millennials, Bonte. I'm just letting you know
we're
that.
We're not, though.
Yes, you are.
We're not, really.
We're not really. You guys get offended by it, and that's okay.
We're right there in that, we're on that line of demarcation where we were pre-internet post-internet. Yeah. We know how to navigate life without the internet. We know how to use MapQuest. We know how to write down directions.
MapQuest!
You know what I'm saying? Like, we know how to do these things. We can navigate without a computer and a cell phone.
Let's get back to the game the other day. Ricky Pearsall is so much better than I thought he was going to be. I'm so impressed with him. And for me, like, when you're there at the game, it's a little different because you have a different view of how these plays kind of set up and design. He's really fast and doesn't break stride as he's doing the jukes and the head fakes. And, like, one thing Baldy's taught me is that what makes Brandon Ayuk so special is he doesn't slow down in his breaks and he's at maximum speed. I don't know if Pearsall is where Ayuk was at prior to the injury, but he's really good at that. And then the way he comes back to the ball and kind of blocks the defender off from separating ball from player and just getting in there and jarring it, I just think he's really good. I don't know what he'll end up being, but he's been a great draft pick. Even if it's just these six games, the last three last year, the first three to start this year, like, he's been a baller.
Really, really good pick so far, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunate what happened last year. The last two games, I thought that meant a lot for him, what he did. I think he had like 14 catches over 200 yards over the last couple games, and you saw the flashes. Hell, you saw it in Tampa Bay when he had the nice catch and run. You're like, damn, look at the speed. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not straight line fast speed, but you know what? When he gets the ball in his hands, he can run away from guys here, and they've needed it. I mean, he had a really good – this is the other thing, too. I do believe when you have good camps – you know, and I know people are going to say, oh, Trey Lance, this. But when you have a good month of August, like Brendan Ayuk did in the past, like Fred Warner did in the past, like George
two
Kittle,
straight,
you know,
training camps.
Ricky Pearsall got better and better by the day. Standing next to Brock Purdy, catch a passer from Mac Jones. Watch him every single camp. Now, there's some good days and bad days, and you'll hear reports that, oh, he can't handle physicality or whatnot. Hey, listen, let's see what happens in the game. Ricky Pearsall was that dude alongside DeMarcus Robinson and training camp. So to see it translate into the season where he's making big plays, I'm not as surprised, but it is a great thing to have because all of a sudden now George Kittle, Ricky Pearsall. You got some go-to guys here where I can throw the ball on any given play to one of these guys that are going to make a play. So good on Ricky Pearsall, man. He's off to a fantastic start.
I am surprised. I'll admit it. Like, you just don't know. Like, hey, like Debo and Ayuk cast a very big shadow. These are like two stud players for the Niners for quite some time. And so, like, are you going to be as good as those guys or offset their production? Well, like, I'm probably going to bet against that because it's just hard to find guys, find talent. And then to do it with no Jennings and no Kittle?
Well, that's the key.
Wow. I was like, whoa, dude. Like, they had a one drive where they threw them four straight, or whatever, four out of five times, or four out of six times. And I was like, dude, he's coming of age.
Well, he's coming of age, and he had to because there's no weapons out there. Then you got Chris McCaffrey where he's catching these passes. And a lot of those are extended running plays where it just leaks out to the flat, extended running plays there. You get him out there on the sideline there. He's got a lot of usage. You're going to have to use Brian Robinson Jr. at some point to give him some more carries. And I think he's going to be fresh. And be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get factor here over the next 6 weeks, but you had Ricky Pearsall had to step up like that. You know what? Shout out to Kendrick Bourne, who made a tough catch before halftime, setting up a field goal, made a great catch on that final drive. Having Kendrick Bourne here, who knows the system, I mean, it's a mash unit right now with the 49ers, and the fact that they were able to pull that game out ugly, a game they had no business winning against Arizona. Yeah, Ricky Pearsall, thumbs up.
Were you at the game on Sunday?
I was doing Giants-Dodgers, so I was watching in the studio.
Well, they won that day, though. That was good. You got to win that day.
Trevor McDonald was really good.
There you go.
He was. He struck out Shohei to start the game.
I was just going to say, like, sometimes when you go to the game, you get this, there's guys that like are aura feeding off the crowd, and the crowd aura feeds off them. And Kendrick, I know, is kind of like people might roll their eyes or whatever. Like the crowd like vibes off of Kendrick Bourne when he makes a play, and it's a bizarre thing. Like
look at
he
you
was
working aura into aura. Your aura. You've been around a lot of kids. Aura.
Yes, yeah.
Is that the new thing? Is that the new swag?
It's
now?
The new Riz.
But yeah, like, Riz makes a play.
I've never gotten to Riz. Yeah, Riz
but he makes a play.
Like
he drops the ball and he goes like this, and the crowd does like feed off that energy. And I'm like, look, he's a situational player. He's not an every down player, but they need guys like that.
No,
energy dudes.
Kendrick Bourne has good energy, positive energy. He's different now, too. He's mature, man. Like, the last time we saw him, he was dancing. He was a kid. Now, you know, he's giving his life to God. And, you know, he's in Christian rap and everything. Yeah, nah, he's a different dude. He's a different dude. He's a father now. I mean, Kendrick Bourne. But it is good to have him back here because people did love Kendrick Bourne, the dancing, the handshakes. He's good the for that locker room. He's always smiling. Yeah, no, no doubt.
We were laughing at it, like, initially, but, like, they needed this guy. He came off the scrap heap, basically. He hadn't really played or practiced all summer long. Just had the connection with Mac Jones. They're like, all right, he's got a connection with this guy. Knows our system. Let's bring him in. Hey, yeah. 4 receptions, 38 yards. Hey, I'll take that any day of the week.
Two on the final drive.
And Christian McCaffrey, by the way, he's... he's low-key, not even low-key. He's been your wide receiver, too, at this point.
Yes.
He's been a better receiver than runner this season.
Yes. Well, the run game hasn't gotten going
yet.
I think part of that is George Kittle being out. Part of that is Pooney is dealing with that PCL injury. I don't think he's been – his first three games have not been good, but I think he's battling with these injuries. Then you're alternating.
Yeah,
Kobe. You got Ben Bartsch, who was hurt. So the offensive line is still a work in progress there. And Christian McCaffrey has been close on a couple of popping a couple.
There's been some holds, too, on some good runs.
On some good runs, so.
There it is. Real quick, boys, I'll let you finish your thoughts. But first, your San Francisco Giants take on the Colorado Rockies at Oracle Park this Saturday, September 27th. The first 40,000 guests, wow, it's a lot, receive a Rafi Devers t-shirt. Buy your tickets at sfgiants.com. But if you want to win your way into the game, be the first caller to the contest line now at 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652, and tell us something that Baldy said during his interview with us. And this was it right here. This is the question. What did Baldy say he does not believe in? Got to answer that. Be the first caller. What did Baldy say during our interview last hour that he does not believe in? And you'll score two tickets to the game courtesy of Camus Vineyards. All right. Bonte Hill's in the studio for the rest of the show. Another hour and a half to go every single Tuesday. Bonte in studio, followed by Brian Baldinger. That's why there's no us you want to be than the Tuesday here on the roast. We're going to get into the quarterbacks, though. We haven't really touched on Mac Jones, what's going on with Brock Purdy. We'll discuss all of that on the other side.
Quarterback controversy?
It's going to be brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
Quarterback controversy, Shasky.
If you're going to go to the game, there is a free shuttle to and from the stadium. That's right. Parking Laughing Monk for free.
Really?
Join the party.
Oh, that's
and then
clutch.
Take the shuttle back and forth to the game. Absolutely.
No, that's clutch.
All you have to do is sign up and reserve a spot. Do it now because space is limited. Go to 95centthegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link and sign up. See you there. Bonte, Laughing Monk, baby.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's an awesome deal. Shuttle. Hey, Jerry's World had that. Where you go to a hotel. They come with the shuttle, you pay like $20, and then they take you straight to the stadium. It's pretty cool.
Well, this one's free.
This one's free. Yeah, this one is free. Free is what?
Free is me.
Free, thank you. I was waiting for it. There you go.
Man, just saw some sad news. Not to take the show now.
Oh, no.
But remember Rudy Johnson, running back out of Auburn?
Yeah.
Played with the Bengals for a long time. Former first-round pick, just died.
Damn.
At the age of 45. Ugh. 45.
That's young.
Yeah, that's very young. Just popped on my timeline. Hey, Rudy, he won me a fantasy football championship one year.
Damn.
Shout out Rudy Johnson.
That's a tough one right there. I hate seeing things like, and again, like Robert Redford is like 89 years old, passed away last week. Obviously, icon when it comes to film and everything and Americana. But just certain guys that are around your age or you grew up watching that's like not that much older than you, it just puts things in perspective, you know? So, RIP Rudy Johnson there. And we're talking about right now the 49ers taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. But before we get into that game, Bonte, because it's a big one, and we're going to see how Brock Purdy, you know, how he practices. Is he going to be limited? What's going to go on there? Expected to practice Wednesday. But what did you think of Mac Jones this last week in a win against the Cardinals, 27-41, 284 yards, did have the one pick, had the touchdown. And we just had Baldy on, and Baldy actually thought it wasn't a bad ball from Mac. He thought Ricky should have fought harder for it.
I disagree with him.
But
yeah.
That's fine.
Threw it right to the defender.
That's the first time I heard someone defend the throw. So that's why I'm saying Baldy said something differently. So what did you make of his performance overall?
Well, I thought the last 2 weeks, Mac Jones has been solid. I mean, this guy is a solid quarterback. He is. Is he great? Probably not. Can he hold on to the ball for a while? Sometimes. Will he have a turnover or two or throw an interceptable? Sure. Sure, Brock Purdy does too. This guy's not bad at all. And what a backup to have at the price point you have him at. So I thought his performance was solid, considering there's no Juwan Jennings, there's no George Kittle, the running game's not going anywhere, it's getting shut down. It's a hot day at Levi Stadium, it's a divisional game against Arizona, swarming around, flying around the football. And you have that 2-minute drill to shake off the safety and the interception and lead the team in the field goal range and win the football game. Then the week before against the Saints, I thought it's a 2-minute drill. Oh, my God, before halftime, it was just beautiful. The fact that Shanahan allowed him to go to – how many times do you see Shanahan going back to the Saints game, say, you know what, we're going to run the ball on the first play, run the clock. We'll see if we get something on second down. If not, we'll just go into the half, knowing we're going to receive the second-half kickoff. He said, no, Matt, go throw it. So far, so good with Mac Jones. He's not a bad quarterback. The reputation he had, I don't get it. Again, it's all reactionary when it comes to today's sports fans. Either you suck on this day or you're great. This guy was good as a rookie, and then the Patriots sabotaged him with Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. But you know what? He also played very well. I thought he played okay down the stretch with the Jacksonville Jaguars last year.
We had Neil O'Brien on, and she said that many coaches, including their star receiver, thought Mac should have been the quarterback.
Yep, there you go.
He had a better connection with their stud receiver, Brian Thomas, than Trevor Lawrence has had since, obviously. And then we just talked to Baldwin. I guess Brian Thomas is the yips right now. He can't catch a cold.
Well, Shane Waldron, apparently, the guy. So when Shane Waldron was in Seattle, Jackson Smith and Jigba had his worst season. Shane Waldron goes to Chicago. Roma Dunze's MIA, and now he's in Jacksonville with Brian Thomas Jr.
So he's the Grim Reaper for wide receivers when it comes to the offensive coordinator.
I went down his deep dive last night. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
There's something about Mac Jones. His ability to climb in the pocket is actually really good. And I think there's very few pocket quarterbacks left in the game. Like, Goff is one, obviously. And are there other guys that can operate inside the pocket? Absolutely. But I actually think his feet have impressed me. Now, he's not going to like blow away and run everyone away. I'm just talking about his ability to reset his feet and kind of just shuffle ever so slightly up as the rush comes to the outside. I don't know. I think he's got really good feel.
He's a good quarterback. Coming out of Alabama, man, again, you guys all laughed at me because of the first throw I saw. I said, who the hell is this guy? You go back, I swear to God, it's random Citrus Bowl, Bama, Michigan. They're not playing for anything. And this guy throws a bomb. And everybody's like, oh, well, yeah, Judy and Devontae Smith. Well, remember Devontae Smith came out when he entered the NFL draft, something that stuck with me when he said, the best quarterback I played with at Alabama was Mac Jones. And he ended up winning the Heisman. And Mac found Devontae Smith all day long. Deep throws, intermediate throws. And then he comes in with the Patriots, and you know, we all had the draft conversation because nobody wanted Mac. The fans didn't want Mac Jones.
I think most people didn't want him with the three picks to move up.
Yeah. With the third pick. So everybody's going crazy. McCorkle, we're calling him around here. And, you know, he's not as bad as what the reputation was. So it's a good, nice find by Shanahan to bring him here, rehabilitate him. He's fit perfectly in the system. Let's not get it twisted. Brock Purdy's a guy around here. But Mac Jones, if something happens to Brock Purdy, you got a viable backup who can help you win a game or two.
Well, the name of the game for the Niners this early on, and it goes to Mac Jones, is depth. They have depth at a key position right there at quarterback that you did not have last year. I mean, God bless Brandon Allen, but good God, it was awful. Josh Dobbs. You did not feel good if Brock Purdy had to miss some time. And let's be honest, Brock Purdy's not the biggest guy. He's going to miss some time. You just saw it over the weekend. How many different backup quarterbacks started about to, like, six? It was ridiculous. It's like an epidemic right now.
You need your franchise quarterback.
He's got to stay on the football. No, I absolutely agree with that. But in today's NFL, you need a solid backup as well to feel good about riding the ship. And if Mac Jones doesn't do anything else, and hopefully he doesn't see the field again, that means Brock Purdy's staying healthy. But you just know that if it's a snap or a series or whatever it is, he's not going to wet the bed. And that's just an improvement from last year alone.
No doubt about that. And again, coming in there against the Saints. Now it's the Saints and it's the Cardinals. So, you know, the Saints are probably one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in all of football. But you know what? Short week. I mean, you got a quick turnaround. You're dealing with the PCL injury in your knee. You get credit for that. You get credit for the way you played and the way you threw the football around the yard. And you got Juwan Jennings and you got Pierce all involved. And then to win that game last week, that was a tough, gritty, grimy type of football game that you knew coming in because Arizona always comes to Levi's Stadium and punches the 49ers in the mouth. So he gets a lot of credit for the way he handled that 2-minute drill. He was getting his ass kicked in the pocket. Jersey's ripped. Mm-hmm. He's got the brace on the knee. He can't even get outside. He can't even climb the pocket. He looked like Peyton Manning trying to get the handoff to Christian McCaffrey when Shanahan went for it on fourth down. When I'm thinking in that situation, I get new analytics say, go for it, go for it, go for it. I would scream at TV, just take the points. Defense is playing great. Mac Jones is struggling to just move around the pocket. Your running game's not going anywhere. Take the points. So Mac Jones gets a lot of credit, man. That was a tough, gritty, grimy performance by him.
They won a divisional game where they got stuffed at the goal line.
Yep.
They got a safety after you know, fielding a punt inside that 7 or 8 or whatever it ended up being specifically on the field. They turned the ball over in the fourth quarter on an interception. You know, like there were so many ways they could have lost this game, and they found a way to win it, and getting the huge stop at the end. I mean, I just can't get over the way Stout played that ball all the way through contact. Because I think if he gives up even a little, that's a completed pass, and the game's over.
Upton Stout, Marquise Siegel, D winners. It's not just the rookies. It's the other young players.
Yeah. Jordan Elliott's look good.
Jordan Elliott's look solid. You got a third-year pro and D winners. Renardo Green is a second-year pro now. He's day-to-day with the neck injury. The teams will try to target him. Teams will try to target him. But he's a tough, tough player. Next play mentality. Nobody's even testing D'Amore Lenore. And he's still a young player on this football team.
The one screen is the only one I can remember.
They don't throw his way. And so these young players, second-year players, third-year players, alongside the rookies, again, when we were talking to training camp, I felt like this was a defense fans were growing to love. And I think so far we're loving his defense. Now, you're going to need a little more from them until these reinforcements come back offensively. But Upton Stout, man, he's tough, dude. He's K'Juan Williams all over again with a little more toughness and a little better cover skills right now.
And they're definitely going to need to step up in the absence of Nick Bosa. But I'll say this, like, you don't win these games without the defense playing the way they have these last 3 weeks. So now it's incumbent, I think, on the offense to pick up your defense going forward. Now, if Brock Purdy, again, you mentioned the franchise guy, if he plays this week, I'm expecting Brock, you know, he might be a little rusty early on, but I'm expecting him to have that connection with Pearsall again. It was a short one, but it was a good one. What, 4 receptions in game one against the Seahawks up in Seattle?
I want that
Purdy to Pearsall connection to be what I've seen with Mac Jones and Pearsall these last 2 weeks.
What's going to happen Monday? I know what's going to happen. You know exactly where I'm going. You just said it.
You set
the bar high with Brock Purdy, so if he struggles a little bit, coming off of those 2 Mac Jones performances, I already know what the dialogue will be on Monday. I actually know what the dialogue will be Sunday night.
What?
So just say it. Mac Jones would have won that game. It's already happening.
No. Who's saying that?
Don't play dumb.
No, seriously.
You know what time it is, man. It's Sports Talk Radio. If Brock Purdy struggles a little bit, because the way you said it, I'm expecting Brock.
Well,
and the fans, I know there's low-level fans out there who will say, oh, man, just bench Brock, even though he's got $250 million in the bank from Mac Jones. We already know what's going to happen around here if Brock Purdy struggles.
Can I ask you a question? And, like, we all agree Brock is better than Mac. That's not the question, though. I think the question is, for Shanahan and Shanahan's team-building philosophy, like, do you really, after a couple of weeks, think that Mac is $40-plus million a year worse than Brock Purdy? Like, that, I think that's a fair question. I'm not saying that they're not, like I want Brock as the quarterback, but when you do these, like, evaluations.
I'll answer it like this.
They made the evaluation. Eric Armstead was not worth $22 million as a defensive lineman.
I'll answer it like this. If Mac Jones was starting quarterback coming into the year and everything was the same, could Mac Jones lead this team to an NFC title game?
Well, you would have had extra money to spread around the rest of the team, so it's tough to know.
That's
how I do the evaluation.
All right, well, let's not do the evaluation. If Mac Jones would get into $53 million or whatever it is that Brock Purdy's getting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have paid him $53
million. Okay.
I think Purdy earned a pay grade. He clearly earned
Let me say this then. Do you have confidence that Mac Jones could lead this team deep into the playoffs?
On his salary and Purdy still on his, like, I don't know about that. I don't know. I had my questions on Brock making what he was making coming into this year with all the dead money that they had, whether they could go on a deep run.
I still thought
they could win the division.
My point is, we've seen Brock lead his team deep in the waters in playoff games and win playoff games in the fourth quarter where he had to make a play. So that's why I would just pump the brakes on just, hey, Mac Jones, whether he's $30 million better, $40 million better, he's a better quarterback. And you feel better about the system when Brock Purdy's running it at a high level. And the key difference, which is going to help moving forward when you play against the Rams, when you play against Tampa, when you play against these teams that have elite defensive lines, the mobility of Brock Purdy's going to come into play. Where Mac Jones, at times, he's a statue back there. And statuesque quarterbacks in this league, they have a shelf life right now. You have to be able to escape the pocket at times and make plays with your feet, which I don't know Mac Jones can do consistently. He's a good quarterback in the pocket, but what happens when he gets moved off the spot?
It is interesting how much they've thrown the ball, though, the last 2 weeks. And now, is that more of a product?
Well, again, teams are selling out to stop
the run. They went 3 and out twice to start the game. And so you're trying to, like, move the ball a little. I don't know. I'm not so worried about the overall numbers of how many times you drop back. It's the flow of the game. And where are you at? Like, so like, for example, they started throwing like halfway through the second quarter. Like that's when they started. I think McCaffrey had four rushes in the first half.
Like five carries for like 5 yards.
Because they didn't have time to have a sustained drive. They had 8 minutes of time possession.
And this is a Bill Walsh philosophy, Spadoni. You have to throw the ball sometimes and loosen up that defense to start running the football.
Yeah.
And the Saints, when Mac Jones came out and threw the ball 3 times, you're thinking like, damn, what is Shanahan doing? Oh, wait, the Saints are hovering with 6 and 7 guys around the line of scrimmage saying, we're going to make Mac Jones beat us. And I think teams will live and die with that. They're going to say, we're going to make Mac Jones beat us. We don't care about the passing game right now. We're going to make you beat us. We're going to sell out to stop the run, and we're going to make this quarterback beat us. And so far, it's burned the Saints, and it's burned the Cardinals. Now we'll see this week with the Jaguars and how they play it against Brock Purdy.
And obviously, he started his career, Mac Jones, with the Patriots. And what did those Patriots teams of McDaniels do all the time with Tom Brady? They just use
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The little intermediate passing game to basically supplement the run at times. And that's what they were doing with Christian McCaffrey. 10 receptions, 88 yards. Sometimes you just got to do that. Pick him apart. It's like, okay, you're going to stuff that up the middle. All right, well, Christian McCaffrey's still one of the best route runners in the NFL, even being a running back. So we'll use him in that way. And I expect a little bit more of the same going forward. But, can Connor Colby get better and better every week? Like, I've seen Mykel Williams. Like, I've seen some of these young defenders.
I thought Colby struggled last week.
He did. No, he wasn't. I guess he's playing hurt.
He got the groin injury.
Yeah, Shanahan was saying, like, he was just happy that he gutted it out. I was like, that doesn't make me feel good.
I do think when you get DeMarcus Robinson back, like, now here's where I wonder, and I want them to do this. You got 22 snaps from Juice on Sunday. He only played the 10 the week before. I wonder if they're going to go more 3 wide receiver sets to try to get that nickel onto the field to try to run the ball a little more this week in contrast to the last couple of weeks and go with that one tight end, one running back with the 3 receivers.
Yep.
There's too many guys on the line of scrimmage right now, and I think they're smartly doing a lot of small, short check down stuff and dropping back because you're just running into a brick wall.
And all the injuries, how much can you run your full arsenal? How much can you open up the playbook? There was a couple runs. There was one run I remember vividly. And Mark Sanchez went back and they reviewed it. It was one of McCaffrey's better runs of the day. I believe there was 4 wide receivers out there. They were spread out. There's no tight end. It wasn't a delay. They had, I forget the play. I just watched it last night.
They moved him to the left and just gave him like almost like a fullback carry from back in the day, the old pro set, and it was a nice little like 3 or 4 yard run.
I forget the play. I'd have to go back and look at it, but they spread it out. They spread out the defense. They had a wide open set, four wide receivers, I believe, maybe 3 wide receivers and a tight end. But to your point, you may have to run more 11 personnel. You may have to do that to loosen up to get the run game going. But that's a good thing. The run game hasn't gotten going yet, and you're sitting here 3-0 figuring out ways to win football games.
And they miss Kittle as a blocker.
As
a schematic guy who just forces you to look at him and stay with him on the play action stuff. So, like, I don't know, man. They really miss Kittle right now. You can weather the storm on Kittle for a couple weeks, but as each week goes on, I feel like you're feeling his absence more and more.
I think they'll miss him in the Rams game.
Oh,
Thursday Night Football.
No doubt.
That's a game where you probably will miss them. And that's going to, you know, quick turn. That's why this game on Sunday. If you can go 4-0 in the first quarter
of
the season.
Totally agree.
The Rams game, yeah, you want to win a divisional game. You want to go down to SoFi and beat them. That's going to be a very hard game to win, knowing that Bosa's not there, what your pass rush look like. You're going against McVay. He knows how to scheme up against Saleh and his defense. That's a dangerous game, so you got to get this one on Sunday against the Jaguars.
Bonte Hill joining us in studio for the rest of the show, as he does each and every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Sports Talk at 95% The Game is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
By the way,
today,
Mike Evans out multiple weeks with a hamstring injury.
He's getting older.
This is why, like we were talking about in the pre-show meeting, this whole thing about like the schedule, it's the weakest. You don't know who's who week to week. Like right now, Chicago had a huge win. If I asked you about Chicago a week ago, you thought they sucked. Now we think that they're humming, right? Like we can't do that. They have the easiest schedule. Right now, the Niners, the team we thought was going to go down to SoFi, is a fraction of the team that we prepared to have against them when the schedules came out in April. You've got to go just go week to week, see who you have, see who they are, how they're playing.
It's lazy. Like I bet you a lot of people, like when I looked at the Cleveland-Green Bay game last week, you know, I'm in these survivor pools, and I'm looking at Green Bay. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to touch that. That's a dangerous game. It's early. It's Cleveland. They have a really good defense. Green Bay's got some injuries. I'm going to leave that one alone. And a lot of people probably took Green Bay -7.5, -6.5, whatever spread you got it at. And they end up losing a football game. All right? I bet you a lot of people said, oh, Green Bay going to Cleveland. Yeah, let's. A lot of people got knocked out of the survivor pool. A lot of these games,
so you
know,
put
Tampa
Cleveland?
Bay. No, I stayed away.
Okay,
from
I was hoping. I, like
taking,
that.
I ended up taking Kansas City because I was like, there's no chance the Chiefs are going 0-3.
Yeah,
they're going to win that football game. I was going to take Seattle against the Saints.
Oh my God,
Russ is back.
Pulled a Derek Carr, threw it out the end zone, fourth down.
My point is, you look at the Jets in Tampa Bay. Like the whole schedule talk is so damn lazy. There's no nuance to it, and people do it over and over and over again. Oh, the schedule. They shouldn't win these games. The schedule's easy. Well, you got dudes who've never played in the NFL before. Stout has played his first 3 games in the league. Marquise Eagle, first 3 games in the league. Michael Williams, Alfred Collins, C.J. West. D. Winters has never played at this level in the NFL before. He's never gotten run. It's his first go-round at linebacker. So this whole damn, the schedule talk is just, we've got just so, as sports fans, dude, we need better.
Well, and then
Better conversation.
We dismiss teams, like for example, New Orleans. They stink. They're no good. Well, early in the year, they're not convinced they stink. You have a lot of guys
they don't know they suck yet.
No, but
yeah. No, seriously.
They should have beat the Cardinals in week one. They had the Niners on. Niners had a struggle to win that game.
They got coaches that make tons of money.
Right.
They got guys who drive big cars and have nice watches and make lots of money, too. Like, if you don't think they're ready to go, you're tripping.
I think a great example is the Falcons, who I actually thought were looking a little decent. Like, Michael Penix, okay. Left the lawn on the table against the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy. Their defense looked good. Got shut out, and Kirk Cousins had to come in against the Carolina Panthers, who I don't think anyone thinks is they are an amazing team. Like
I didn't see that coming.
No one saw. I didn't see that coming.
Not at all. 30-0.
That was crazy.
I thought it would be a close game, but 30-0.
Division games. What
division
are they?
Games are different,
there
man. They're different.
There you go.
And I didn't coin it. It's just some of you guys around here need to be reminded of that because sometimes you'll play. No, I've done so many shows with so many hosts where they're like, oh man, they're going to go up to Seattle and just blow them out. It's like, wait, what a minute.
Great point.
Wait a minute.
well, Carter just got me a great point, and we'll see what this team looks like in a couple months. But right now, the Indianapolis Colts are the Niners face this year.
I had no idea.
Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones, looking pretty good.
Is that game in
That's
Indy?
That's in Indy.
How about this? The Texans are 0-3 right now. They don't look good at all. But you know what? How many points did they give up to Jacksonville? 13?
Yeah, like nothing.
How much did they give up to 17. The Rams?
Still not a lot of points.
How much did they give up to the Rams opening week? 14. Yeah. They lost 14-9.
Under 20.
You saw how they lost on Monday Night Football to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on that game. That defense is still legit. No. That defense is nasty. So that's going to be an early morning game where people are like, oh, the Texans aren't doing.
The crowning of quarterbacks too prematurely.
Well,
you know, CJ Stroud, yeah. Who we all like. But, like, you know, this is why you got to do it year after year after year. You can have an individual amazing season, but, like, what truly separates, this is why, like, I find the Lamar rhetoric ridiculous. Lamar's done it for 10 straight years. I mean, he's been one of the greatest football players you've ever seen for 10 years. Like, at some point, like, can we give him a little benefit of the doubt? Simultaneously, Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud, these guys that have individual great years, part of what separates these guys is doing it year after year after year.
Correct. Well, and I'll defend CJ on this. His first two seasons in the NFL, he's won two playoff games in back-to-back seasons. There is something to be said about that. So I'm giving him some grace here. Let's see if they could build out of this hole. And all of a sudden, the AFC South not looking too bad with the Jags and Colts right up there. So that's going to be a tough hill to climb.
But, Joe, I think we've learned, like, teams win and lose in the playoffs. Like, you know, Josh Allen, everyone points to his playoff record. I'm like, you think Josh has one of the greatest touchdown interception ratios in playoff history, and like teams win and lose. You know, like I don't know. I just the whole like gotta win and lose. I don't know. It drives me nuts the older I get.
So no, well I just don't watch. I don't like. I'm looking at all this stuff on my timeline, the Jason McIntyres, the Colin Cowards, and the Nick Wrongs, and I'm just thinking, like, we've got to do better for our future broadcast journalists, our future guys who are going to be in this space to have better conversations. The laziness of, this guy can't win. Josh Allen beat that guy. This guy can't beat. Quarterbacks don't play each other. It's a 53-man roster for a reason. If you're missing your top left tackle and your top left guard, well, guess what? That quarterback's going to look like dog meat that game. I was going to say something else because I feel like cursing around here because the dummy. We seriously, first take, they've ruined some of you kids out there. Just look at our text line and our chat line on how they're covering. Oh, he can't beat this team. He can't. You dummies. It's not about that.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, I think we can all agree, really good Hall of Fame quarterback, right? Oh, his two Super Bowl losses, what happened?
Got blown out.
What happened in those two Super Bowl losses, though? His offensive line just caved in. He had no chance.
And you know what? Really, in the games that he won, especially the two against the Niners, you could say the defense was the better unit.
There you go.
Chris Jones may have been the best player on the field.
There you go.
But who got the MVP? Because we all love quarterbacks. You got a good single quarter. Chris Jones dominated both those Super Bowls. Carl Loftus dominated both those Super Bowls. So our conversations in sports, it's just gotten, it's bad. It's remedial stuff, dude. We got to do better out here. Well, we have to do better.
We're going
to
do better right now because this guy is the bastion of knowledge when it comes to takes. It's Brian in Palo Alto. So we'll pivot to this conversation to that. Hey, Brian, want to talk to Bonta Hill?
Are you wearing Meta glasses as well, Brian, being the big tech man that you are?
No, I'm not. I'm not one of those guys, okay? I live in the Valley. I work in tech, but I'm not one of those guys. How you doing? I was just going to say, you know, when you give away big money to these sort of veteran guys, they kind of have to stay healthy. And, you know, if you look at, like, Philadelphia, I don't know, you know, the guys that they give extensions to or that they give big contracts to, those guys stay healthy. And for some reason for us, like, pretty much across the board, it's the young guys that are really carrying this team, in my opinion. I thought Mykel Williams was probably the best defensive player on the field on Sunday. And, yeah, I mean, it almost makes you say, just keep going young. Because, you know, if you're going to spend the type of dollars they are on these guys, all of them, Kittle, Bosa, CMC, Ayuk, right, and these guys can't be on the field, it's really, really tough to win. And obviously having cheap young players that are getting better is one of the biggest reasons why they're still able to be competitive.
Yeah, but you have to reward some of these guys that have been absolute gladiators. Like, I get where you're coming from. They're all risky, but there's a fine line. I don't know where you draw it, though.
Yeah, I don't know. You just got to be right somehow, right?
Like, let me ask you this then, BPA.
Sure.
Has the Bosa contract been worth it? Has he lived up to the deal?
No. I mean, you know.
What made you pause? What made you pause?
Because I think he's a great player, right? I think he's a great player, and I think he obviously affects the defense positively, right? But, like, has he lived up to the contract? No. Is CMC? CMC is still a good player. Like, CMC is, like, a serviceable, you know, utility back now, right? Like, he's – I don't see any explosiveness in him. You tell me. But, like, I just don't see an explosive player anymore. I'm looking for it. Maybe it'll come, you know, as we get further into the season. But he's a good player. But he's not a superstar at the way he plays now and in what's on the field. So, yeah, I think Bosa's a good player. Is he worth that? No. You look at, you know, like, who's a better overall? Nah, you know, it's a stupid statement. You're going to tell me I'm crazy. But I thought Mykal Williams affected the game more thoroughly than Nick Bosa did Sunday in the run game.
Bosa only played the first quarter, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
He only played the first quarter.
That's Brian and Palo Alto.
I think it's easy today to be like, hey, you should have never paid Nick Bosa. Yeah. But the reality is that I think, and I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but I think the reality is like 31 other teams would have lined up to give him the money that you gave.
Doubt.
It matters
now,
how
you did squeeze you.
Yes.
But that's the thing. Yes. You know, when you think about what you guys are talking about, we look at Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. We look at Christian McCaffrey. We look at Trent Williams. We're going to look at Brock Purdy. We also have to look at Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa, you would have paid. You're damn right. Now, he's stuck for another $20 million with the $120 guaranteed.
Yeah, he went about it.
You know, it's just,
yeah.
And he made all the excuses. I don't even want to get started with that. But you look at the production. Now, again, you have to game plan for him. You can't just look at a box score to evaluate Nick Bosa. He's a great, great player. He's a premier edge rusher. But, boy, now you got the torn ACL. How's he going to look when he comes back next season? All right, after rehab and recovery and stuff. Now, you got to think that he's not going to be involved in trading camp.
Well,
right?
Dog said up to a year with the second ACL.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, here's the other question, and I just think this is things to ponder. Like, you just chew on it. You know, part of why they've been in the same scheme that they've been in is because of him.
Yep.
You know, he's not going to play in the 3-4. He's a 4-3 type of a guy. And we could argue about wide nine and this. But, like, you're not going to stand him up and play him on the outside. So, you know, are you married to him in this scheme? And then all the other personnel has to kind of fall in line with meeting that scheme.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.